The Ohio Senate has been holding long, comprehensive meetings to review the state's renewable and efficient energy policies. This effort is led by Republican Senator Bill Seitz from the Cincinnati area, who says it's time to take a look back at the standards and measures created in 2008 and find out if they're helping the state. Advocates for wind energy arrived at the State House Tuesday to send a clear message that these policies are indeed beneficial to Ohio.
We're meeting the renewable portfolio standard benchmarks on time, and we're doing it in a very cost-effective manner.
That's Eric Thuma. He's a director with Iberdrola Renewables, which operates the large Blue Creek Wind Farm in Van Wert and Paulding counties. He says the initiatives put in place by the Ohio General Assembly are effective.
So there really isn't anything for the folks in this building to change. Just stick with what's working, and we'll keep building and bringing projects and investment to Ohio.
A report released by the Ohio Advanced Energy Economy Institute backs up Thuma's assessment and says there would be a huge hike in electric bills if the energy standards are gutted. According to the report conducted by the Ohio State University's Center for Resilience, Ohioans would pay $3.6 billion more if that were to happen. Senator Seitz makes it clear that his bill will reform and not repeal the state's standards. The major concern from Thuma and others in the renewable energy community deals with the proposed elimination of the Buy Ohio provision. The provision says at least 50% of renewable energy in a portfolio must come from inside the state. Seitz says he's proposing to take out this provision because of U.S. Supreme Court decisions against similar policies in other states. Thuma argues that the Buy Ohio initiative drives investment and ensures that ratepayer money is going back to Ohio communities. He's pleading with policymakers to avoid changing the provision and instead stay the course.
When a state puts in place a renewable energy standard like Ohio's done, they're creating a market. And like all markets today, these markets have rules. Every market in the U.S. has some set of rules. And so when you change those rules, you change the market dynamics. And so that's a challenge for us, since we're sort of asked to participate and compete in a market environment. We can only do that if we know that the rules are certain and stable.
Seitz says that this will even the playing field among investors in Ohio and those in other states.
The only reason they would be hurt is because their prices are consistently higher than out-of-state wind and solar resources. So I guess they're just going to have to get a little bit more cost competitive. They enjoy super competitive profits because we have this requirement that insulates them against competition.
Dana Bayard with the American Wind Energy Association says the state has already approved 7 wind farm projects that are now in the pipeline for construction and another 5 or 6 with applications pending. Bayard says playing with the state's renewable portfolio standards, also known as RPS, can impact the leaders of such projects.
There have been some tinkering and changes all around the edges nearly every year. So it certainly does make investment more challenging. Possibility for those folks.
But Seitz believes it's unreasonable to think the state wouldn't revisit such major policies.
You show me a business that adopted a 20-year business plan in 2008 and never revises it over the next 20 years, and I'll eat my hat. This is what happens all the time in the real world. Plans, be they business plans or government plans, are constantly being revised to account for changes in circumstances that have occurred since that time.
The new language for Seitz's bill is scheduled to be officially introduced during a Senate committee meeting Wednesday. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.